弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
大家新年好。
Happy New Year, everyone.
每次跟弟兄姐妹聚集在主的面前，我们的心何等喜乐。
Our hearts are so joyful every time we gather together with brothers and sisters.
因为我们知道，我们奉主的名的聚会，主就在我们的当中。
We know that we gather together in by His name, His Spirit is in us, among us.
我们不只是来聚会看到弟兄姐妹，我们很高兴。
We not only come here to gather together and see brothers and sisters and be joyful.
我们知道主与我们同在，这就是我们喜乐的原因。
We know that the Lord is with us. That is the reason for our joyfulness.
刚才明阳弟兄也说哈，就是今天呢，就是农历的新年。
Our brother Ming Yang mentioned that today is the New Year's Day of the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, 那他带我们唱了一首新的诗歌，我想这首诗歌对很多人可能也是第一次唱。
And he just led us to sing a new hymn. I know that probably that's the new hymn for most of us.
这首诗歌叫鼓励我们要来跟随主往前走。
So this hymn just encouraged us that we can press on and follow him.
是的，我们每天都可以来唱新歌。
Yes, we can sing new hymn every day.
主把一个新歌放在我们的里面。
The Lord has put a new hymn in our hearts.
这首歌也激励我们，在新的一年，我们多多来跟随主往前走。
So this hymn just encouraged us that we can press on and follow Him in the new year.
下面我们要读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
哥林多前书九章二十四到二十六节。
First Corinthians in chapter 9:24.
林前九章二十四节到二十六节，这边讲到说，哥林多前书九章二十四节。
First Corinthians,
我们等一下一起来念哈。
24, let's read together.
这首诗歌。这段经节也讲到保罗他这个跟随主啊，就像在场上赛跑的经历一样。
This verse talks about the experience of Paul following the Lord is like racing on the field.
好，对，好，二十四节到二十六节，我们一起来读。
24 through 26, let's read together.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
First Corinthians chapter 9:24-26.Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize, run in such a way that you may obtain it? And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
腓立比书三章十二节到十四节。
The Book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12.
在这里，保罗又带我们来更往前。
Here, Paul lead us furthermore.
好，腓立比书三章十二节，我们讲中文的一起来读。
Let's read together in Chinese.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12 through 14.Now that not that I have already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
最后一处圣经是在雅歌的第一章第四节。
And the last place is the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4.
我们只要读前面一半就好。
We just read the first part.
雅歌一章四第一章第四节，只要前面一点点就好。
First part of the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4.
好，我们一起来读。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw me away, we will run after you.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们何等感谢你，早晨我们可以这样简单的来到你的面前。
Oh dear Lord, how much we thank you that this morning we can come before you so simply.
主啊，你爱我们，主你也来拯救我们，主你也要我们来跟随你。
Oh Lord, you love us, and you are going to save us, and so we can follow you.
主，我们的祷告就是求你吸引我们，好叫我们能够快跑跟随你。
Oh Lord, our prayer is that may you attract us so that we can press on and follow you.
我们把下面的时间交在主的手中，主，我们愿意圣灵对我们的心说话。哦，主，叫我们在这新的一年，我们可以来听见你的声音，我们可以来跟随你，主，我们可以快跑。哦，主啊，能够到你的面前。
Lord, we commit the following time upon your hands so that we can hear your voice, you speak to us so that we can follow you, press on in the new year.
让我们可以得着你所要我们得着的。
So that we can obtain what you have planned for us.
我们把感谢赞美来归给主，祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We give all thanks and praises to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 感谢主，今天是农历的大年初一。
Thanks the Lord. Today is the New Year's Day of the Lunar New Year.
那在春节的时候，我想大家都很开心，很兴奋，对不对？
I believe everybody is very happy and excited on in the new year.
我想问大家，在这个春节，在新年的时候，那大家心里面所最盼望的是什么？你觉得在春节的当中，什么事是最开心、最重要、最宝贵、最幸福的？
Let me ask you, what is the most, what is the greatest hope in your heart and during the Spring Festival? What is the most exciting, most important?Most precious and happiest thing in your heart.
最开心的是什么？最兴奋的、最宝贵的，你最觉得，哎呀，太好了，最幸福的事是什么？
What is the happiest and exciting thing in your heart?
问明阳吧。
Our brother 明阳。
如果有一件事情是你觉得最好的，是什么？
What?If there's only one thing that I think is more the best thing, what is it?
有没有人自愿一下？
Any volunteers?
Paul, 主耶稣来啊！哇，很好很好。
Coming of Lord Jesus.
对，这边有全家人聚餐，太好了。OK.
Reunion of the family.
OK, 我想我们最希望的，或者是大家都很开心的，就是过年的时候大家都可以团圆
，OK，
全家可以在一起。
I think the thing that we mostly hope for is that the family, the whole family, can be united during the Spring Festival.
不管我们平常是在什么地方工作生活，到过年的时候有一件很重要的事情，就是要回家。
No matter where we are, work or study, and at the Spring Festival, the New Year, everybody needs to go home.
我们在新年的时候，每一个人回家以后呢，家里就团圆了。
During the Spring Festival, the New Year, everybody comes home, and the family has been united.
所以在春节的时候，在国内的最大的一件事情叫春运。
So during the Spring Festival in China, there is one big national affair. It's called the Spring Festival Travel Rush.
Okay, 在2019年，新冠还没有爆发以前呢，那时候那一年的春运的量差不多是30亿。
So in 2019, before the breakout of the pandemic, the total volume of the National Spring Festival transport reached around.
Three billion. 那中国呢？差不多有14亿人口。
So So the population of China is about 1.4 billion.
意思就是说，在这个春节的时间呢，平均每个人有超过两次的这个就是旅行。
So meaning in the average, everyone in China had more than two trips during the Spring Festival.
那你知道哈，很多人其实不需要旅行，对不对？
You know that most of the people, they don't really need to travel.
但是统计上来说，每个人超过两个旅行，意思就是说，其实这个该回家人大部分都回家了。
So, but in average, everyone in China had more than two trips. So, everyone who should go home, they all went home.
那今年呢，他们估计呢，大概今年的春运量呢是21亿啊，就是以前的70%。
It is estimated that this year that the total volume will reach 2.1 billion, which is around 70% of last year.
我们感谢主，现在好像看到一点希望，对不对？
We thank the Lord that there seems to be some hope.
我们有时候会听见一些故事，哈，就是说有人住得很远，然后条件又不是很好，所以回家呢需要长途的跋涉。
We will hear some stories that people live very far away and then living in the life is not with a very good condition. They have to take a long and arduous journey to go home.
所以有走很长的一段路，搭车、坐船，那有搭飞机，不管怎么样，总是要回家的。
They will take a long journey. They need to walk, take buses, boats, and airplanes. But no matter how hard it is, they have to go home.
有人花了好几天的时间，历经千辛万苦，不管这个舟车的劳顿，不计代价，就是要回家。
No matter what cost it, they will have how hard it is. Through all the difficulties, all the time spent, they just have to go home.
在西方，在美国哈，那类似春节就是圣诞节，对不对？
And in the U.S. in the Western countries, the similar festival with the Spring Festival is Christmas.
所以圣诞节是大家都要回家。
So during the Christmas holiday, everybody needs to go home.
所以有首歌叫做 "I will be home for Christmas."
There's a song called "I will be home on Christmas."
所以为什么回家这么重要呢
？Why going home is so precious to us?
为什么回家这么宝贵呢？
Why it is so important and precious?
因为家里是一个温暖的地方，是一个最安全的地方。家里呢，是我们最舒适的地方，是我们的避风良港。
Because home is the warmest place, is the most secure place that our safe harbors we can have rest.
在家里面呢，我们就可以得到安息，而且和家人在一起的时候呢，我们就觉得非常的幸福美满。
We can have peace at home, and then we feel happy with our family members.
我们现在想回家，不过是地上的家，是暂时的，会改变的。
So if we want to go home, we can only go to the earthly home. It is temporary, which is perishable.
而且会改变。
Will change.
我记得我读高中的时候呢，或大学的时候，我回家很简单哈，我要只要从台北坐车到基隆，一个钟头就回家了。
When I still in school in college, I just need to take a 1 hour to go home from Taipei to Keelong.
但是来美国以后呢，就算从西岸坐飞机回去呢，也要3-4个小时。
But after I came to the U.S., even though I took airplanes from the West Coast, it will take at least 13 to 14 hours.
那我慢慢的在美国住了几十年哈，就像很多在做的一样，美国变成我们的家了。
Gradually, after I have settled and lived here for a few decades, the United States has become my home.
那我们基督徒，我们就要问说，我们的天上的家在哪里
？But as the Christians, as the, we Christians, we need to ask ourselves, where is our home?
我们的家在哪里？我们的家，我们永恒的家在哪里
？Where is our eternal home？
那就是一个更美的家，是神给我们预备的。
That is a better heavenly homeland which God has prepared for us。
所以我们在基督徒在地上的一生，也就是一个回家的一条路。
So the whole life of our Christians is a way back home。
我们愿意在一生呢，我们来预备自己。 来走一条回家的路。
So for our whole life, we're preparing we're preparing ourselves for the way back home.
在希伯来书十一章，从十三节到十四节里面，他们讲到说，有一些人他们是存着信心死的，那他们在死的时候虽然还没有得着所应许的，但是他们从远处望见就欢喜迎接，他们承认自己在地上呢是寄居的，是客旅而已。
So in Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 13, it talks about these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
说这些话的人呢，他们是表明自己要找一个家乡。那他们所离开的家乡，如果说是在地上呢，还有可回去的机会，可是他们的家乡却是一个更美的家乡，在天上。
So for those who say such things, declare plainly that they seek a homeland, and truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But for they desire a better heavenly country.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们信主以后，我们就得到了一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we are saved, we have obtained a better homeland, which is in heaven.
我们这一生，我们是不是羡慕来回到那个更美的家乡？是不是我们每天我们来预备自己，我们往这个更美的家乡上来走呢？
Do we desire for this better place, better homeland? Are we preparing ourselves every day to be able to go to the better homeland?
所以下面就愿意从三个方面，我们来彼此勉励。
Let's encourage each other on this following three aspects.
我先把三个大纲跟大家讲一下。
I will just give you an outline of these three aspects.
第一方面，因着信心有新的目标、有新的目的、新的方向和道路。
First one, we will have a new destination, new direction, and a new way because of faith.
第二方面，因着爱心，我们可以快跑来跟随主。
And the second aspect, we run fast and follow the Lord out of love.
第三方面，因着盼望而能够忍耐持守，忠心等候主的再来。
So we endure and hold fast with hope, faithfully waiting for the Lord's return.
好，我们现在从第一方面来看，因着信心而有新的目标、新的方向和道路。
Start with the first aspect. We have a new destination, direction, and way because of faith.
我们读圣经的时候，我们就可以发现一件很特别、很稀奇的事情，就是当一个人遇见主以后呢，他的道路、他的目标、他的道路、他的方向就改变了。
When we read the Bible, we find an amazing thing that when a person met God, his destination and his direction and way of life has been changed.
我们知道目标和方向是非常重要的。如果你要去哪里，你必须知道你的目标、你的方向。
The goals and the directions are important. If you are going to somewhere, you have to know the direction and the target, the goal of your trip.
我们现在住在休斯顿假设说你想要到洛杉矶去。
We are living in Houston. For example, you are going to Los Angeles.
好。那你就说OK, 那我就往东北方面开好了。
Yeah, if we drive northeast.
OK, 那我要
northeast.
Yeah. 那你想想看你到得了吗？
Can you get there?
OK. 你说没有关系啊，我车子跑很快。
You will say, oh, it doesn't matter because I drive fast.
如果你是往相反的方向去呢，你永远开不到。
If you are driving toward the opposite direction, you will never get there.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他圣经上讲说他还在加勒底的乌尔的时候呢，荣耀的神向他显现。
So when Abraham was still in Ur of the Chaldeans, the glorious Lord appeared to him.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，就不得了了。
The appearance was incredible.
因为亚伯拉罕这一生，他的目标、他的方向 他的道路就改变了。
Because the goal, the direction, and the way of Abraham of his life has been changed.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，到我所要指示你的地方。”
Because the Lord told him, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you."
圣经上讲说，亚伯拉罕因着信就出了加勒底的乌尔。
The Bible told us because of faith, Abraham left Ur of Chaldeans.
是的，荣耀的神向他显现。
Yes, the glorious Lord appeared to him.
主要你要离开本地、本族、父家。
That you will get out of your country, from your family and your father's house.
但是亚伯拉罕呢，要怎么样？他要用信心来接受神对他说的话。
But what would Abraham needs to do? He has to receive and then believe, receive and follow by faith.
所以信心是我们能够跟随主的第一步。
So faith is the first step we can follow him.
我们知道圣经上说亚伯拉罕出去的时候还不知道要去哪里。
And then the Bible told us he didn't even know where to go when he departed.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
我们都是蒙恩信主的。
We are all saved by grace.
有时候神会对我们说话。
Sometimes the Lord will speak to us.
那我们就当耳边风听了就过去了。
Maybe we just let it go by.
还是我们就因着信来跟随呢。
Or we can follow him by faith.
好，大家知道哈，亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候，其实呢，是他爸爸带他出去的。
We all know that when Abraham left Ur of Chaldeans, it was his father took him from there.
他拉带着亚伯拉罕和他全家就离开了加勒底的乌尔，他们就走到哈兰，就停在那里。
His father Terah took him left the Ur of Chaldeans, and then they came to Haran and dwelt there for a while.
只等到他拉死了，那时候亚伯拉罕75岁，然后呢，他才离开哈兰往迦南地区。
Until his father Terah died, Abraham was 75 years old, and at that time he truly got out of his father's house and went to the land of Canaan.
你看哈，神对亚伯拉罕讲的话是说，你要离开本地、本族、父家。来往我所指示你的地方去。
So the exact word God told Abraham was, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you."
所以亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候，他离开了本地本族，但是他没有离开他的父家。
When Abraham left Ur, he got out of his country, his family, but not his father's house.
只等到他父亲死了，他就离开父家。就往迦南地区。
Now until his father died, he truly left his father's house and went to the land of Canaan.
所以这段圣经也告诉我们的信心是会增加的。
So this this scripture has told us that our faith can be strengthened.
会可以来增加的。亚伯拉罕刚开始的时候，他信心也许还比较小。
And our faith can be strengthened. Maybe at the beginning, his faith is weak.
但是呢，感谢主。然后呢，他一路来跟随主的时候，我们就知道亚伯拉罕呢，他的信心就一直的被增加，然后到最后呢，那他可以神说他可以是因信称义啊，他可以被称为信心之父。
So we know that while he followed God all the way, that God strengthened his faith so that at the end he can be called righteous by faith.And be called the father of faith.
所以信心总是从小小的一点开始，但是呢，我们若愿意来跟随主，神就会让我们对他的信心，一点一点的增加。
So faith always starts from a little one, but if we are willing to follow him, God will strengthen it, increase it.
所以一点点的，我们就可以有更多的信心。
So even though we have a little faith, we can follow him.
好，那我请问大家。亚伯拉罕离开乌尔以后呢，回去过没有
？Let me ask you, has Abraham ever gone back to Ur when he left after he left there?
回去过没有？没有。
Has he? No, never.
亚伯拉罕离开乌尔以后呢，就没有再回去过了。
He has never gone back to Ur after he left.
所以同样的，当以色列人出埃及的时候呢，他们后来有这些过红海出埃及的以色列人呢，他们。有再回去过埃及吗
So similarly, have all those Israelites who have got out of Egypt and come across the Red Sea, have they ever gone back to Egypt?
有没有再回去？
Have they?
他们没有再回去。
Never.
Okay. 当主耶稣降生的时候，那神就感动有一些东方的博士看到主耶稣的心，然后呢，他就从东方来敬拜耶稣。
When our Lord Jesus was born, wise men from the east came to worship him, for they saw the star in the sky.
所以他们呢就找到了耶稣，他们就献上了黄金、乳香和没药。
So when they found Jesus and they presented him gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
圣经上讲说，他们蒙神指示，就从别的一条路回去了。
The Bible says, and being divinely instructed in the dream, they departed into their own country another way.
当他们遇见耶稣以后，他们的道路就改变了。
After they have met Jesus, their route has been changed.
主耶稣呼召门徒的时候，他对门徒们说什么呢？
When Lord Jesus is calling his disciples, what did he say to them?
主耶稣说，来跟从我。
He said, follow me.
所以他们就撇下了网。来跟随着耶稣。
So they all immediately left their nets and followed him.
彼得是这样，安德烈是这样。
Peter and Andrew all did the same thing.
当主耶稣来呼召雅各跟约翰的时候，他们不仅撇下网，他们还辞别了父亲来跟随耶稣。
When Jesus called James and John, they not only left the nets, but also left their father and followed Jesus.
当主耶稣来呼召马太的时候，他就放下他这个收入丰厚的税吏的工作。
When Lord Jesus is calling Matthew, he just give up the job as the tax collector with a generous pay.
他就不再做税吏了，他就来跟随耶稣。
He stopped being a tax collector and follow Jesus.
当门徒遇见耶稣以后，他们的人生就改变了，他们的目标改变了，他们的方向改变了。他们的道路也改变了。
When the disciples met Jesus, their life has been changed. Their goals, destinations, directions, and ways have been changed by the Lord.
还有一个故事也是一样的。
There is another story, the same story. Similar story.
就是主耶稣他为我们死，在十字架为我们钉死，复活以后呢，那这些有两个门徒呢。他们要从耶路撒冷往以马忤斯的路上去。
After Jesus died and resurrected for us, there are two disciples were traveling to the city called a countryside called Emmaus.
那他们彼此谈论的时候，他们就有一个人来跟他们同行。
When they're talking to each other, there was one person walking with them.
那他们就跟这个人讲，哎呀，耶路撒冷发生大事了。
So they told this person, oh, there is a big thing happened in Jerusalem.
有一个人叫耶稣，他被钉死了。
There is a man called Jesus who was crucified on the cross.
然后呢，有一些妇女说，哎，主耶稣复活了。
But there is some women said that, oh, Lord Jesus resurrected.
但是我们还没有看见他呀，我们也不知道到底这件事主耶稣是不是复活。
But we didn't see that. We haven't seen him. We didn't know whether he has resurrected.
所以圣经上讲说，这两个门徒面带愁容。
So the Bible says they were traveling sadly.
他们面带愁容。
They are sad.
只等到主耶稣给他们讲圣经，然后最后擘饼啊，跟他们一起擘饼的时候，他们的眼睛才开了。
Not until Lord Jesus opened the scripture to them and lastly broke the bread with them.Their eyes were opened.
Oh, 他们看见这位与他们同行的，原来就是复活的主啊。
Oh, they just realized, okay, this man who walked with them was the resurrected Lord Jesus.
他们就欢欢喜喜的改变方向，他们不去以马忤斯了，他们回耶路撒冷。
So they changed their way, their route, to Jerusalem. Go back to Jerusalem, not to Emmaus.
他们说，那时候他在跟我们说话的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
They said, when he speaks to us, our hearts are burned within them, within us.
从面带愁容变到心里火热。
From the sadness to the hearts being burned within them.
我想他们原来去以马忤斯的时候，一定是垂头丧气的。
And they were very sad and disappointed when they were traveling to Emmaus.
但他们遇见主以后呢，他们的方向他们就改变了，他们道路就改变了，他们也就可以，他们欢欢喜喜的来回到耶路撒冷来跟随耶稣。
But when they have met Jesus, their destinations, their ways have been changed so that they can follow Jesus happily to Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们信主以后，请问我们的目标、我们的方向、我们的道路改变了吗？
When we were saved, let me ask you, do our goals, our directions, our ways have been changed by the Lord?
还是说我们就像以前一样的生活工作，好像，跟以前一模一样啊 ，business as usual.
Or are we still doing the business as usual and study and live as our how we do it before?
感谢主，主拯救我们以后呢，就改变我们的目标，改变我们的方向，改变我们的道路。
Thanks the Lord.After he saved us, he has changed our goals, our directions, and our ways.
叫我们的眼目可以本来是看地上的，现在可以转的来向看天上。
So that our eyes are lifted up to heaven and no longer on the earth.
我们所追求的可以从短暂的来变成追求永恒的。
What the things that we're pursuing can be changed from the temporary to the eternal.
我们这一生呢，可以说就不再为自己活，来可以为我们死而复活的主来活。
So our whole life will not be living for ourselves, but for the resurrected Lord Jesus.
在路加福音的第九章这边讲到一件事，就是他们走路的时候呢，有一个人对耶稣说：“无论你往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
In the book of Luke, chapter 9, it talks about one thing that one man told Jesus.Whatever, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.
请问这个人后来跟随主了没有？
Let me ask you, did this man follow Jesus?
他讲的这句话好不好啊？
Is this sentence a good one?
他说主啊，不论你往哪里去，我都要跟随你啊。
He said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.
哎，主耶稣回答怎么回答呢？
How did Jesus respond?
主耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝。只是人子没有枕头的地方。
Lord Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
另外有一个人，他对主说，又对另外一个人说，跟从主来。那个人说，容我回去埋葬我的父亲。
He said to another one, "Follow me," but he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father."
耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。”
Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God."
又有一个人说：“主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我的家人。”
And another person also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house."
我们大家读这段圣经会不会觉得很奇怪？
And do you feel strange while reading these scriptures?
他们都说要跟从主，不是挺好的吗？
Everyone saying that they are going to follow Jesus.
为什么主给他们泼冷水呢？
Why Jesus will disappoint them?
为什么？
Why?
不是跟从主都很好吗？
Isn't it good to follow him, follow Jesus?
是的，但是我们要知道跟随主是要付代价。
It is, but we should know that following Jesus is, requires us to pay price.
Oh, 我们何等感谢主。
Oh, we truly thank the Lord.
他要让我们认识跟随主不是一下子情绪的这种突然一下子的波动。
He wants us to know that following him is not like an emotional thing.
跟随主是心里面的一个立志或一个决定。
Following God, following the Lord is a determination in us.
手扶着犁向后看的人不配进神的国。
He who put their hands on the plow and look back doesn't fit the kingdom of God.
犁就代表说我们的工作生活，是我们生活必须的。
The plow represents our work and our life. It was necessary for our life.
但是神要我们手扶着犁向前看，不是向后看。
But Lord wants us not to put our hands to the plow and then look forward.
大家记得在圣经上有一个人往后看，结果很悲惨。
Do you still remember there's one person in the Bible who looked back and then end?
是谁？对，是罗德的妻子。
It was Lot's wife.
当神要毁灭索多玛的时候，他特别连续罗德和他的一家，因为亚伯拉罕为他们祷告。
When Lord was going to judge and destroy the city of Sodom, he was merciful to Lot and his family.
因为亚伯拉罕为他们祷告。
Because the prayer of Abraham.
那感谢主哈，所以当神要倾覆的时候，那神就差派天使到罗德那里，到罗德的家去。
So thank the Lord. When he was destroying Sodom, Lord sent angels to his house.
他们就跟罗德跟他的家人讲说：“赶快走啊，赶快走，毁灭要来了。”
Now the angels told Lot and his family, "Please go, get out of it. The destruction is coming."
那罗德呢还延迟不走。
But Lot lingered.
但是呢，天使就拽着他们的手，就拉他们要离开索多玛。
But the angels took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, and brought them out of Sodom.
其实在这之前有两个人，他们就觉得，哎呀，这件事情好像天方夜谭哈，他们不相信，那就没有走。
Before this, there's two persons who told them this, and then they didn't believe it. I think
这两个人就是已经就是跟罗德的两个女儿，可以说两个女儿许配给他们，可以说是未婚夫哈。
Like fiancés of their two daughters.
Yeah. 所以很可惜的是，他们两个没有离开索多玛。
But unfortunately, they didn't leave the city of Sodom.
所以天使带着罗德拉着他的手，拽着他们还有他的妻子和两个女儿，就离开了索多玛。
So angels took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, and brought them out of Sodom.
但是罗德的妻子回头一看，就变成一根岩柱。
But Lot's wife looked back for once, and it became a pillar of salt.
何等的可惜，何等的可怜，何等的悲惨。
What a pity! What an unfortunate thing!
罗德的妻子为什么往回头看呢？
Why would he look back?
因为他的身体虽然离开了索多玛，他的心没有离开索多玛。
Because even though Lot's wife herself left the city of Sodom physically, but her heart didn't leave.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
圣经上岂不也是说，这些以色列人他们为什么40年在旷野呢？
The Bible told us why the Israelites.Spent 40 years in the wilderness.
他们身体已经离开埃及了，他们为什么没有进迦南呢？
They have left Egypt physically. Why they haven't entered the land of Canaan?
因为他们还在想，在埃及为奴的时候，有肉锅，还有韭菜，还有黄瓜，不是吗？
Because they're still missing the pots of meat, cucumbers, leeks back to Egypt when they were still slaves.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。我们遇见主的道路方向，都改变了。
Dear brothers and sisters, our ways, our goals and directions have been changed after we have met Lord Jesus.
但是我们的心还是留在埃及吗？我们的心还在索多玛吗？还是说我们愿意就是手扶着犁往前看呢？
Is your heart still in Egypt, in Sodom, or you are looking forward?And press on.
愿主早晨来对我们的心说话，让我们能够有清楚的意向，让我们有清楚的目标、方向和道路。
May Lord speak to our hearts this morning so that we can have a clear vision, we can have a clear way ahead of us.
恩典使我们的脚步走在属天的路程。
Grace has led our footsteps onto the heavenly way.
我们乃是天天往前，而不是三天打鱼两天晒网。
We are moving forward every day, not like go fishing for 3 days and then dry the nets for 2.
也不是往前走三步，退后两步。
Or like take 3 steps forward and 2 steps back.
我们愿意神主一直吸引我们。
We may the Lord can attract us every day.
所以我们 就要进到第二个方面。
So we're entering the second aspect.
因爱心而快跑来跟随主。
Run fast and follow the Lord because of love.
求主吸引我们，好叫我们快跑来跟随他。
May the Lord attract us so that we can press on and run fast to follow Him.
我们知道整本圣经就是一个伟大的爱情故事。
We know that the whole Bible is actually a great love story.
66卷书都讲到神如何爱他所创造的人，他的百姓，他的儿女。
The whole 66 books are telling us that how he loves his children.
在这66卷书里面，又有一本书特别讲到爱。
Among these 66 books, there is one book talks about love specifically.
我想大家都知道，这就是雅歌。
We know that this book is the Song of Solomon.
这雅歌讲到一个美丽的爱情故事，就是良人如何来寻找佳偶。
And the book of Solomon, the book of Song of Solomon tells about a great love story, talking about how the beloved seek his lover.
那刚开始的时候，这个佳偶呢，是对良人的爱呢是没有感觉的。
And the first place, this lover didn't have a feeling toward this beloved.
那这良人说，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，只等到他自发。
And the beloved said, "Do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases."
不要激动爱情，只等到他心里面从心里面来自发产生。
Yeah, do not stir up the love until it pleases.
所以我们感谢主，后来我们就知道，这个佳偶呢，就慢慢的被良人的爱所感动。
So thanks the Lord, we know that at the end.Gradually, the lover has been touched and moved by the beloved.
所以他可以说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
So we can say that, draw me away, so we will run after you.
愿主来吸引我们。
May Lord draw us away.
当主来吸引一个人的时候
，When He draws one person of us.
不只是这个人能够来跟随主。
Not only that person will follow Him.
他会带领他周围的人，我们。来快跑跟随你。
He will lead everyone around him, that is us, to follow him.
所以跟随主哈，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
So following him is not being forced, but out of our willingness.
不是出于责任，不是出于要求，乃是出于爱。
Not out of responsibility or liabilities, but out of love.
我们知道主在。被我们钉十字架第三天复活以后呢，摩大拉的玛利亚就清早天还没有亮的时候，她就到坟墓那里。
We know that after Jesus was crucified on the cross and then resurrected on the third day, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early.
那时候天还没有亮呢，她为什么这么早就去呢？
It was still dark at that time. Why she would go so early?
因为他爱他的主。
Because she loves his Lord.
那他看见有人把那个石头从坟墓的洞口挪开了，他就跑去见彼得。
When she saw the stone had been taken away from the tomb, she ran and came to Simon Peter.
他为什么？他是跑去见彼得，还有，其实就是一个耶稣所爱的门徒，就是约翰。
Why did she run to Simon Peter and the other disciple?Who Jesus loved, we know that was John.
因为他爱耶稣。
Because she loved Jesus.
好，那彼得跟约翰听见玛利亚跟他们说的话，他们也就跑到坟墓那里。
When Peter and John heard the words of Mary, they ran to the tomb.
而且圣经上讲说，只是那个门徒，耶稣所爱的那门徒呢，跑得更快。
But the Bible told us that the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first.
彼得跟约翰为什么听见玛利亚的话就跑到坟墓那里呢？
Why would Peter and John run to the tomb after hearing the word of Mary?
因为他们爱耶稣。
Because they loved Jesus.
为什么约翰跑得比彼得快呢？
Why would John outrun Peter?
我想不是因为约翰比较年轻或者脚程比较快。
I don't think that was because John was younger or he runs faster.
我想是因为约翰更爱主。
I think it's because he loves Jesus more.
所以感谢主哈，我们来跟随主，神要我们不是来散步。
Thanks the Lord. The Lord wants us to follow Him, not to like,
stride. 不是慢慢的啊，就是take it easy.
It's not like taking it easy.
他我们有时候走一走，有时候休息一下，坐一下，躺一下，睡一下。
We will take a rest or take a break when we're walking.
愿主吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随主。
May the Lord attract us so that we can run fast and follow Him.
我们爱，所以我们跑步，我们来跟随主，是因为我们爱主。
We run fast and follow Him because we love Him.
1832年。
In 1832.
多久以前啊
？How long time ago?
差不多190年前，快200年了。
Around 190 years ago, almost 200 years.
有一个人在英国出生，他21岁到中国传福音，一直能到73岁离世，超过50年的时间，他把他一生都奉献给中国。
So there was one person born in Britain, and he went to China to preach the gospel when he was 21 years old, and until he passed away at when he was 73 years old. For over 50 years, he has dedicated his life, the whole life, to China.
他讲过一句名言哈，是说，假若我有千万英金，中国可以全数支取；假设我有千条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。但是他后面这一段，我想很多人可能不知道哈。他说不，不是中国，是基督。我们岂能为他做的太多吗？我们能够为这宝贵的救主 来更多的做一点吗？
There is a famous saying of him, if I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it. If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them. There's another part maybe you are not familiar with. It says, no, not China, but Christ. Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for such a precious Savior?
我们能够为主做太多吗？ Can we, 我们能够为主做够吗？
Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for him?
他是谁呢？我想大家都知道。
Who is he? I think everyone knows.
他就是戴德生，是中国内地会的创始人。
He is our brother Hudson Taylor, the founder of the China England Mission.
我们知道那时候戴德生到中国，他不是到通山口岸哈，很多外国人的地方，他乃是往内地去。
We know that when he went to China, he didn't go to the three ports, the ports of China. He went to the England of China.
他经过许多的挑战、艰难、危险，甚至他的有些儿女也在那样一个很不好的环境里面呢，很早就过世了。
He has experienced all those difficulties, tragedies, tribulations, and even some of his children passed away, died at very early age.
戴德生为什么这样可以这样一生来跟随主呢？
How could he follow Jesus in his whole life?
我想没有别的原因，因为他爱耶稣。
I don't think there's other reasons but love.
他说不只是中国，他对中国有这样的一个感情，不是的，乃是基督。
He said, "Not because I have such affliction, love to China, the Chinese people, but to Jesus."
愿主来感动我们。
Oh, may the Lord can touch and move us.
让我们来爱耶稣。
So that we can love Him.
那更稀奇的事情，不仅是戴德生他一个人是这样来跟随主。
More amazingly, not only our brother Hudson Taylor himself followed Jesus like that.
他的儿子叫戴纯仁、戴纯义啊，那还有其他的，但是这两位特别也是在中国来传福音。
His sons Herbert and Frederick, and also other children and grandchildren, they all followed Jesus and then served in China.
他的孙子叫做戴永勉。他的曾孙叫戴绍曾，他的玄孙第五代的孙子叫戴继宗，他们这一家都是服侍主的。
His grandson called James Hudson Taylor II, and his great grandson called James James Hudson Taylor III, and he's fourth and the fifth generation. All of his family are serving the Lord.
他们经过义和团的动荡，他们也曾经被关在日军的这个集中营里面啊，当中日战争的时候，但他们却没有拿手扶着犁往后看，他们却没有因为这些逼迫，因为这些困难而改变他们的道路，他们一生来跟随主。
They have gone through all those tribulations in China. They have gone through all those difficulties, but they have not changed their ways and followed him all the way through.
啊，我最近听了戴季中的一个信息啊，其实他比我小一点点。
I have heard a message from his son.
第五代的。
His fifth generation, James Hudson Taylor IV. He is a little bit younger than me.
他在台湾仍然在为主来传道做见证。
He is still preaching the word of God in Taiwan.
你知道吗？我听他的信息非常感动。
I was so touched hearing his messages.
他的中文比我讲得更好。
He can speak Mandarin better than me.
他的那个台语也讲得非常的好。
And also he is very fluent in Taiwanese.
然后他就他们这一就是一家的人 ，OK， 从戴德森开始，他们就把自己奉献给主，他们就扎根在中国。
The whole family from our brother Hudson Taylor, they have devoted their own life, the whole life to our Lord Jesus.
是什么力量驱使这样一家人远渡重洋，五代的人都服侍主，把福音传给中国人，来忠心的跟随主呢？
What is the driving force that it has caused Hudson Taylor's family to travel overseas and to preach gospel to Chinese and all five generations to serve the Lord and to follow him faithfully?
我想没有别的原因。
I think there is no other reason.
是爱。
It is love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在新的一年，愿意主的爱激励我们，让我们更多得着主的爱，更多来爱主，来跟随他。
In the new year, may the love of our Lord constrain us so that we may gain more of His love and love Him more and follow Him.
Oh, 我们每天读经，每天祷告，我们来参加聚会，并不是勉强，并不是有人要来点名，不是出于责任，也不是出于义务，乃是欢欢喜喜的，因为爱主，我们来跟随主。
So we read Bible every day, we pray every day, and we attend the gatherings regularly, not because we are forced, not because God will call the roll, but not out of responsibility or liabilities, but we follow Him because of the joyfulness. We are our love to Him.
愿我们每个人都向主说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
May all of us can say to our Lord, draw me away so that we will run after you.
第三方面，我们因着盼望而忍耐持守，我们忠心等候主的再来。
The third aspect is we endure and hold fast with hope, faithfully waiting for Lord's return.
我们跟随主并不是五十米或短一百米的短跑。
Following Lord is like not like a 50 or 100 meter sprint.
而是42公里的马拉松，或者是超过100公里的超马。
But rather, it is like a 42 kilometers marathon or the archer marathon for over 100 kilometers.
刚才明阳弟兄说他也跑过马拉松。
Our brother Ming Yang just mentioned he has run the marathon before.
应该来请他分享一下他跑马拉松的经验。
We should ask him to share his experience running the marathon.
我们跟随主哈，并不是天天都天色常蓝，花香常漫。
We follow the Lord is not like the skies are always blue and flowers strewn pathways all our life through.
我们会经过高山，会经过低谷，而且呢，并不是五十米、一百米冲刺一下就过了。
We will go through with mountains and valleys, and it's not like a 50 or 100 meter sprints that we can just go and press. Once.
我们乃是在跑马拉松，一直等到我们见主的日子。
But rather we are running the marathon until the day we meet our Lord Jesus.
所以我们要求主给我们有一个盼望，有一个忍耐。
So we pray that Lord will give us this hope, this endurance.
我们要能够坚持到底，就需要一个盼望。
We need this hope so that we can endure to the end.
主保罗也说，我的我斗奔跑不是无定向，斗拳不像打空气，乃是要向着标杆直跑，而且要忘记背后，努力面前的。
So Paul also said, "We run not with uncertainty, fight not as one who beats the air. We will need to press toward the goal of the Lord Jesus, and forget those things which are behind, and reach forward to those things which are ahead."
要得神召我从天上来得的奖赏。
We need to press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
对这段圣经，我以前有一个误解。
I had a misunderstanding about this scripture.
我想说哈，那跑步这么多人跑哈，可能只有头三名有奖牌，其他人通通都没有奖牌。
So many people are running this race. Maybe only the first three people will get the medals.
那我呢？哎呀，实在也跑得并不怎么快啊，我就没有不可能会前三名的。
For me, I'm not a fast runner, so it's impossible for me to be one of the first three persons.
那我就慢慢走就好了。
So I can just walk slowly.
我想这不是圣经的意思。
I don't think this is what the Bible means.
是的，保罗说，凡教力争胜的诸事都有节制得冠要你们也要这样跑，要得冠冕，你们也当这样跑。
So the Bible says, He who race and then chase the best, he has to do the same thing, and you have to do the same thing.
我想保罗并不是说只有一个冠冕。
I don't think Paul has this one crown.
就是所有的赛跑里面只有一个人得冠冕。
Not just one person who can have this crown in all the races.
乃是神给我们每个人都有一个为我们量身定做的冠冕。
But Lord has tailored one crown for each one of us.
神乐意将他的冠冕赐给我们每一个人。
He is willing to give his crown to each one of us.
问题是我们是不是一直向着标杆直跑？
But the question is, are we always willing to press on to the goal, toward the goal?
如果我们忠心来跟随主，我们得着神量身定做给我们的冠冕，我想神非常的喜悦。我们也很感恩。
If we are following him faithfully, we can gain this crown that Lord tailored for us. I think Lord will be very pleased.
但是如果我们没有拿到，我们从恩典中失落了，那这是何等的可惜呢？
But if we didn't get the crowns and we get lost from his grace, what a pity it is.
是的，我们跟随主要有从信心开始，我们。一路上，我们跟随主是因为爱，还要有一个盼望。
Yes, we follow Lord Jesus through starting from faith, but we need this hope all the way through.
感谢主，让我们带领我们在不同的岗位上来服侍主。
Thanks the Lord that Lord is leading us to serve Him on different positions.
在过去的一年，主带领我们在莱斯大学和医学中心的团契里面和许多的弟兄姐妹一起服侍主。
In the past year, Lord is leading us to serve Him in the fellowship in for the Rice University and the Medical Center with all the other saints.
虽然疫情起起伏伏，但是感谢主，我们这一年的就这样坚持过来了。
Even though there were ups and downs during the pandemic, but we have endured during this time.
在礼拜五的查经聚会里面呢，有很多爱主的年轻的同工们，也邀请了许多的福音朋友来聚会。
And the Bible study on Friday, a lot of young brothers and sisters they invited a lot of friends to the Bible study.
我记得去年冬天的时候，因为疫情的关系呢，我们有吃饭，有晚有宴，但是呢是在外面吃饭。
Last winter, because of the pandemic, even though we have a love feast, we all eat outside.
有几次呢，
都只有三十几度。
There are a few days there the temperature is only 30 Fahrenheit.
我们想说，哎呀，今天大概不会有很多人来了。
We thought that, oh, maybe not many people will come today.
哎，很奇妙，主啊，就带领，还是带领很多的朋友来。
But amazingly, Lord led a lot of people come that day.
然后到夏天的时候呢，有时候温度也快100度。
And then during the summertime, a few days the temperature reached around 100 Fahrenheit.
但是我们想说，哎呀，今天大概不会有很多人来。
And then we also thought, okay, maybe not too many people will come.
但主还是带人来。
But he did the same and brought a lot of people here.
有时候期中考、期末考，我们想说今天大概没有什么人会来。
And sometimes there are final midterms and finals, maybe not many people will come.
但是主还是带人来。
But Lord still brought people here.
感谢主，在这一年当中，有一些人他们就信主、决志，而且受浸。
And thanks the Lord, during the past year, quite a few of the gospel friends decided to receive, to accept God and then be baptized into the Lord.
听说两天以前啊，礼拜五晚上在 Dumbo 有福音聚会。
I heard that 2 days ago there was a gospel meeting in Dumbo.
也很有主的同在，我们感谢主。
There was a lot.There is the presence of the Lord. We thank the Lord.
传道书十一章四节这样说：看风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap.
如果我们只是看环境，我们什么事都做不了。
If we focus on the environment, there's nothing we can do.
看风的，哎呀，今天风这么大，撒种可能都被吹跑了，别撒了。
If we observe the wind, we say, "Oh, the wind is so big today, we will not be able to sow today."
望云的，看看，哦，今天要下雨了，咱们别收割吧。
If you look at the clouds, say, "Oh, today is going to rain, we shall not reap today."
诗篇一百二十六篇说：“那流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带着种流泪出去的必欢欢乐乐的。”带着禾捆回来。
Book of Psalm 126, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Who he continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
我们为什么撒种呢
？Why do we sow？
因为我们盼望，我有个盼望，这种子呢会发芽生长，还会结实。
Because we have this hope that this seed will sprout and harvest one day.
我们若没有这个盼望，我们就不会去撒种，对吗？
If we don't have such hope, we will not sow.
从撒种到收割，需要一段很长的时间。
There is quite a long time between sowing and reaping.
所以我们需要有盼望，我们也需要忍耐。
So we need this hope and we need this endurance.
所以当疫情当中。要不要传福音呢？要不要聚会呢
？So do we need to go to the gatherings or preach the gospel during the pandemic?
天冷天热，考试放假，什么时候是好日子可以来传福音呢
？Whether it is a hot or cold day, whether there is an examinations or holidays, what is the best day?
保罗说，不论得时不得时，总要传福音。
Paul said, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season."
就像读书一样哈，什么时候该读书呢
？It is just like study. What is the best time to study?
下面这一段打油诗可能对翻译的姐妹有点挑战。
So there is a limerick, maybe challenging for the translator.
我想不晓得大家听过没有，可能有些人听过。
Maybe some of you have heard this before.
春天不是读书天，夏日炎炎正好眠，秋去冬来空度过，收拾书包好过年。
Spring is not a day for reading. Summer is scorching just for sleep. Autumn and winter come so quickly. Pack your shoebox for the new year.
今年大年初一哈。
Today is the New Year's Day of the Lunar New Year.
我们去年是不是就这样过去了
？So the past year has just passed by like
还是我们忠心的来跟随主来服侍主。
Or we followed him and served him faithfully.
一年一年很快就会过去的。
So the year by year, it's going quickly.
我们在主里面的生命有成长吗
？Has our life in Him grown?
我们是不是一个传福音的人呢？
Are we the person who can preach the gospel?
我们是一个是不是忠心的服侍主，还是我们说再等等吧？
Are we the person who can serve him faithfully, or we say that we should wait for a minute?
我再多读一点圣经，再来传福音。我等孩子长大一点，我再来服侍吧。
Maybe we will need to read more Bible so that we can preach the gospel, or wait until my kids get older so we can start to serve.
等着等着，我们的生命就被浪费了。
We keep waiting and waiting until our lives be wasted.
愿主的爱激励我们，让我们都起来跟随主，起来传福音，起来服事。
May Lord's love constrain us, so that we can rise up and follow Him, serve Him.
可能有些弟兄姐妹们因为长时间的服事，实在是一直付出，一直摆上，就疲倦了，就累了。
Maybe some brothers and sisters will feel very tired after a long time of service. He said, a long time of service and sacrifices.
说我该休息一点吧。那为什么只有我在服侍，别人都不服侍呢？
Maybe I can take a break and then get some rest. Or maybe he will say, why I am the only one who is serving, not the other persons.
好像多付出一点，自己就吃亏了。
It seems that they are suffer losses when they sacrifice more.
在这件事情上，允许我交通一点最近的学习。
Please allow me to fellowship with you a little bit, learning on that point.
感恩节之后，我得了新冠。
After Thanksgiving, I got COVID.
虽然没有很严重，但是有差不多一个礼拜的时间呢，就觉得身体很不舒服，然后呢就不就是很累。
Even though it was not severe, but for about one week's time, I didn't feel very well.
后来过了一个礼拜呢，就开始拉肚子，而且蛮严重的。
And after a week, I started to having diarrhea, and it was a very bad one.
大概有两三周的时间呢，我都很没有力气哈，身体很疲倦，病恹恹的。
For about 2 to 3 weeks, I felt like exhausted and then very weak.
什么事都不想做。
And then I didn't feel like doing anything.
也做不了什么事。
And I also couldn't do anything.
那时候主就感动我，有一个很强烈的感觉。
So the Lord touched me and then gave me a very strong feeling.
健康最重要。
Health is the most important.
如果我们有一个好的健康，累一点没有关系啊。
If we have this, if we have the health, it doesn't matter if it is we are tired sometimes.
我宁可有一个健康的身体，努力的工作侍奉，好好的生活，也不愿意整天躺在床上生病，然后呢，什么事都做不了。
I'd rather have a healthy body so that I can work and serve every day and live better, not just to lie on the bed and doing nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们愿意做一个躺平族吗？
Are you willing to be a person who lies flat?
让我们都来享受别人的服侍吗？
And then to receive and then get the service from others.
还是我们愿意能走能跑能跳，然后呢我们积极的来服侍主呢？
Or you're able to walk, to run, to jump, and to serve actively.
有一位姐妹叫 Amy Carmichael, 然后她有超过50年的时间在印度传道。
There is a sister called Amy Carmichael.She was preaching the word of God in India for over 50 years.
这句话呢，戴德森的家人，包括戴少珍弟兄呢，还有许多人，他们也一生奉行这句话。
There is one sentence which was followed by the family member of Brother Hudson Taylor, including James Hudson Taylor III.
他说：“我宁愿被焚烧尽尽。”也不愿意生锈而无用。
She said, "I would rather burn out than rust out."
我宁可被焚烧尽尽。
I would rather.
我也不愿意生锈而无用。
I would rather burn out than rust out.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们愿意被主的爱来焚烧吗
？Are you willing to be burned out by the Lord？
还是因为我们的懒惰而生锈呢？
or rust out because of laziness.
我们感谢主，主为我们留下榜样，让我们可以跟随他的脚中心。
Thanks the Lord that He has left examples for us so that we can follow His footsteps.
主像在以色列的牧人一样，他是在前头走，我们在后面跟随他。
Just like the shepherds of Israel, He is walking ahead of us, before us, so that we can follow Him.
主说，我先去为你们预备地方。
Lord said, I will go first and prepare places for you.
Oh, 有一个天上更美的家乡在等着我。
There is a better homeland waiting for us in heaven.
让我们能够因着信心，我们有一个新的道路和方向；因着爱心，我们快跑跟随他；因着盼望，我们忠心忍耐的来跟随主。
So that because of faith, we will have a new destination, new direction, and new ways.And because of love, we can run fast and follow Him. And because of hope, we can endure and hold fast and wait for His return.
我们的诗歌578首说，与主同行，真荣耀无比。
Our hymn 578 says, It is glorious to be walking with God.
我们今天没有时间唱，请大家回去唱。
We don't have time to sing this hymn. Please sing this hymn back home.
与主同行。真荣耀无比。
It is glorious while walking with God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们何等感谢你。
Dear Lord, we truly thank you.
主啊，你为我们舍命，为我们成就了浩大的救恩。主啊，你也把一个新的生命赐给我们，让我们可以在这新的生命里面来跟随你。
You sacrificed for us.And you have given us this new life so that we can follow you in this new life.
愿在新的一年，我们都把自己让在主的手中，让我们能够来跟随主，主让我们能够来快跑来跟随主。
In this new year, may we can place ourselves upon your hands so that we can follow you, press on and follow you.
与主同行真是荣耀无比。
It is glorious walking with Lord.
求你祝福每一个向着你的心愿，也求你这一年里面，哦主啊，来祝福我们每个人、每个家和我们的聚会。
Please bless every heart towards you, and also bless every families, every persons, and your gatherings, your church in the new year.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.